This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Like flying cars and time travel, eyeglasses with computing power have long been sci-fi fantasy, relegated to Terminator movies and the like. But now it appears that Google may be a few months from unveiling at least a beta version of their own. Google Goggles would put smartphone capabilities, GPS maps, weather, time, web streaming, and more, inches from your eyeball. For more, NPR's technology reporter Steve Henn joins us. Welcome, Steve.
Hi.
So we should start by saying Google hasn't actually confirmed that this is happening. So why are people so sure it is?
Well, it's been reported by the New York Times and a tech blog called 9 to 5 Google. And also for a long time, people have thought that glasses would be the next big thing, the next technology platform. I mean, you've heard of three screens, right? Your PC, your smartphone, and your TV. This really could be the fourth. But for these glasses to work, a whole bunch of different technologies need to come together and work well, like lightweight translucent glass or plastic that can work as both a lens and a screen. You'd need tiny gyroscopes in the screens. And in the last few years, we've seen a lot of these little different technologies get a lot better. So folks have been expecting this.
And of course, it's a super secret project. I mean, it's being developed reportedly by Google X, which is the top secret lab of Google. But what do we know at this point about what these glasses might look like or how they might work?
Well, in terms of fashion, they're probably not going to be, you know.
They will be as geeky as we think they will be, is what you're saying.
Yes, they will be exactly that geeky. They'll have pretty big frames. You need to pack a lot of stuff into the frames. And people might walk around acting kind of ridiculous with them on. But the way they'll work is they'll use augmented reality. And even if you don't realize it, you've probably seen this. You know those first down lines in football games?
Mm-hmm.
That magically appear. It's basically taking that idea and applying it to the rest of the world through your glasses. So you'd have these graphics that would lay on top of the world.
So some of the examples I saw is you're walking down the street and you look at a restaurant with these glasses on, and like information about that restaurant might pop up out of the corner of your eye, literally.
Yeah, exactly. And we're already seeing some of this. So, you know, a couple years ago, there was a famous app for the iPhone where you could hold up the iPhone and look at the stars in the heavens and then click on them and find out more information about that. Basically, that's the idea, but for everything. And instead of having to hold up your phone, it would be built into the glasses just an inch from your eye.
So the sci-fi nerd in me is so excited about this, but the, privacy activist is horrified. Given what we're feeling about all these software developers and their privacy policies, isn't there a real danger with this kind of invention?
Yeah, you know, I think there could be, but interestingly, I think the real danger isn't going to necessarily just come from the big companies collecting information about us. I mean, a lot of that's already going on. But with technologies like this, I think what you're going to see more of is little brother spying on you, not big brother. I mean, for these glasses to work, they all have to have cameras built into them. So one of the concerns reportedly at Google is how will people know when folks around them have these glasses on and are actually recording them? You know, the facial recognition technology already exists that allows folks to snap your picture and ID you off your Facebook page. I had a researcher do that to me once last year. So there's the potential that all of this sort of what we used to think of as almost high-tech spy fantasy is in everyone's hands.
Steve, if these glasses were to one day become mainstream, it could have a profound effect on how we view the world, literally. So what's the talk out there about the long-term impact of this technology?
Well, I think short-term, we might all walk around wearing these glasses kind of acting like idiots, you know, gesturing at things that aren't there, playing games with virtual monsters that no one else can see. But I think people are right that in the long term, the effect could be profound. You're talking about a technology that could make all human knowledge about the world accessible as you walk through it. So it's conceivable that you look at an object or a plant or a person and you have the computing resources to find out the stories about that person or that place. I think it could profoundly change the way we live.
Steve, thanks so much for explaining it to us.
Sure thing.
That's Steve Henn, NPR's Silicon Valley correspondent.